Glory to Jesus Christ. A friend recently recommended me one book to read. He told me, you will like it. And he said that he bought this book like 5 or 6 years ago. And he said, when I read the book, I read several pages and I didn't like that. I put it aside on a shelf. But now I started to read that, I cannot believe how much wisdom and this wonderful thoughts and inspiration is in that book. Did you have the same experience sometime? That something you read you didn't like, and then when you return after years back, you were surprised. Why didn't like that? It's wonderful. But we know answer for that. We know answer that we are growing in knowledge, understanding, we have new experiences. And all these new things which are coming, sometimes they make us able to understand things which we didn't understand several years ago. Or we appreciate things because we now can see them or understand in that book. And this is something what Holy Fathers, they teach us. They say this is that spiritual law. We have to understand that we are non-stop changing. In growing in understanding of God and God's law, in when we grow in this understanding changing totally our soul. And because of that, we have to always be ready to adjust our souls, our minds, how we speak, how we act, what we do. If you do the same thing in your spiritual life what you were doing 5, 6, 7 years ago, it means that some this growing was stopped. That we stopped somewhere. And especially it's that if it's touching like spiritual life, it's very dangerous. This is why, you know, our spiritual father in seminary said, try to remind very often people that if somebody doesn't read any book in 6 months, or religious book, spiritual book, in 6 months, that the person is sinning against truth. Very serious sin. Why it is that it's so serious? Why it is that Holy Fathers, they say that part of our ascetical life, it means this rule for day, what we do, that we never should skip spiritual reading. Because this helps us to grow. It helps us to absorb little by little more and more this God's wisdom which can form our life. If we don't do this, we can learn about God something and we can come to satisfaction. We can learn in ECF classes that God created everything. And we say, okay, I know that. And we can be satisfied. And we don't work, we don't try to understand deeper what does it even mean for us? What is consequence for our life? What should be our answer on this truth? How I should answer to this revealed truth by God? If I don't try to read and to grow this knowledge, so I will stuck on this level and something happens there. It's not without problems. Look, this story from a gospel shows us what happens. Those people who were taking care about vineyard, they had correct information. They knew who planted the vineyard. They knew who is the real owner. They knew that they are expected to bring fruit, the share of harvest. They knew all these good and correct answers. But what they did, they stood and they started to find a way how to cheat on this owner. They refused this truth, and they, because they wanted to please themselves than this owner. They wanted to take what didn't belong to them. And they went to so far that they even wanted to commit a crime. Don't we see that many times in our spiritual life, Christian life, that we know the truth or part of truth, but still we are in this position that despite of the truth of a God, we don't want to please God. We want more to please ourselves. That we want to take what belongs to Him and to use for ourselves. We don't want to give Him what He expects from us. Our mind is directed to our heart, to our life, to our pleasure, to our egoism. And we can find thousands of examples. Thousands. I can just bring one, which is maybe very now they are talking about that many times. For example, people who don't, they are stuck in this some kind of shallow understanding of God, and they are satisfied with that, and then don't try to grow and understand more. Those people can adapt positions or thoughts which are totally against God. For example, now a big discussion about abortions. And many Catholics or Christians, they say, it's fine, it's okay to be Catholic, to be a Christian, and to support abortions. How it is possible? If I believe in God, if I say that, well, I believe in God, it is, how it is possible? It is exactly what was written in this story we read. That we know what is ruler, what is, and what kind of fruits we are supposed to give, but we change our mind and we want to do what pleases us instead to please God. There was no good destiny for these tenants from the gospel. They didn't gain some kind of blessing from God. God didn't tell that, well, they deserve glory. No. They will be crushed. Everybody will be crushed who follow this path. But we can avoid that when we declare that we don't trust ourselves. When we declare for ourselves, I don't trust my knowledge because my knowledge is not perfect. We will be not crushed by God if we say, "Oh Lord, I want to study your law every day. Study to your law, give me understanding of your law." The longest psalm in Psalter is dedicated to this prayer. When we person pray in the longest psalm, the prayer for understanding of God's law, prayer about expression of love to God's law, and to prayer to ask for God's help to keep his law. But we have to do something. And Holy Fathers say, as a prayer, they said, you must, if you want to avoid this stagnation, if you want to grow in your knowledge of God, this spiritual, not intellectual, but spiritual understanding of God, you should do spiritual reading every day. Little bit. Just a little bit every day. And to try to live this day with what you read. And let these words form your life. If their words call you to change your life, try to put this change to life. If you learn that some way of your life is not the best, change it. Put it away as a dirty cloth, because God offers you new cloth, something more nicer. And then when we start to do this, we will have always this experience which had my friend, he was talking about. That when we do this, we will be surprised when we return back to something what we started to read and we didn't like that, how wonderful it is. Or we will read books we read before and we liked that, and now we say, oh, how could I miss that? Something what so enriches my life. And this is sign of progress. It is sign that you are growing. It is sign that you are penetrating this mystery of God, and you are more and more in awe what God does for us. We are doing that on Mondays evenings, that we go very slow. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we just spent 1 hour or one paragraph talking about that. We are doing over 2 years one book, and still we across just half of the book, because then it's not to learn intellectually, but to find this something what is encouraging. I am guarantee you that those who attend, I think that they, if they read something else, they read it differently. They different is more open eyes, and they receive more this wisdom which is coming from that. So I would like to encourage you, find a book, good spiritual book, and read every day, little bit. It takes minute to read something with intention and with prayer. May this, what I am reading, enriches my soul and elevate my understanding. And if these few words calls us to make an adjustment in our life, have courage to do this, even if it is painful. Because within several weeks or months, you will taste good fruit of this change, and you will be happy that you made this. Amen.